person he is.
Yeah, brilliant, isn't
right? It? Because he has access to a lot of things,
yeah,
you know.
He contact, his, yeah.
Right, but he misuses
every
people
opportunity, yeah,
and every opportunity and circumstance that he gets involved in.
Mm-hmm.
And even to the point, I don't like to be with him. I don't like to deal with him.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we have problems.
Yeah.
We have problems.
That's a clash. Right. You're bound
his,
to have.
Yeah, his approach is totally different, you know. But it's funny because there's so much. I mean, if they could understand our past, they could understand why things are going on with us now.
Why there's such a loss.
Right.
Hey, look here. I got all of this. I got dates, names of people. This is what put me off with this Pat Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
So I told her about some of the places that we played.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the, she's scribbling all this.
Mm-hmm.
Here about 3 months ago, they come up where they were going to have a historical tour, $35 a person.
Okay.
And she was feeling out on the stage. So I called her up. I said, do you? Oh, yes, I remember you.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to get together with you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to sit down and have a long talk.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, she hooked up with Frank Holder and they get out and start doing stuff. So I called back and I said to him, when you decide, now that you've made this tour, some of the key places that you left out was the Bedford Flats, where after the Industrial Revolution,
okay,
in 1920, this is where the labor that was solicited from down south, this is where they were housed.
Right. Back
the Potter Hotel, where Jack Johnson, when he came to Pittsburgh, used to train, and I saw the ring and his chef was this guy, I call his name, Frank Sutton.
Okay.
Looked like he was white. Yeah. A barman.
Yeah.
That's what makes for not in a higher position and better respect mm-hmm. than they are now.
Right.
This is in the 1900s,
yeah.
You know what I mean? When Jack Johnson
came through.
Then I called up, they talk about Center Avenue Y. Before that, there was the Morgan community,
mm-hmm.
the first type of recreation
mm-hmm.
center for Afro
mm-hmm.
America. This is way before they dug the foundation.
For the Y.
And what? See, I'm going to get to it. It's no more info because these people take your information and have a clown like that. We're not. This is what I like about you. It's not going to be like we're not looking for no crumbs for you to make a million.
It's not going to happen like that.
And I like what you do.
Because part of what I'm like with Delcy, I'm almost certain that I think
when we have. Can I tell you something about Delcy? I didn't know nothing about Delcy. There was a kid
mm-hmm.
around near the truck named Honeygun Cole.
Right. Honeygun used to play drums.
Yeah, he would tell me, I'd say, who is this Delcy?
Mm-hmm.
Great. And I met Delcy around in the 70s, down in Murphy's 5 and
mm-hmm.
10.
Mm-hmm.
She was just telling somebody she'd been all over Europe.
Right.
But on the job, I happened to know a woman who was in the supervisory capacity, Julie Patterson. And her husband was a jazz buff, and he was closely associated with Roy Kohler.
Right, from golf.
Yeah, this is how Delcy, she's dead now, but there was a girl named Wilhelmina Gray.
Yeah.
Played the same game.
Right.
As women, they get into them key people, and the people don't really know the people
mm-hmm.
with the instruments,
mm-hmm.
I mean, experience
and
entertainment as performance. And they palm them to, she's been all over in Europe, and out of that, they get money enough to buy a nice home and do a lot of things. Now, I hope it's not her intent to inject herself in a way where she's going to capitalize
on it. Well, I think what's going to come up at the meeting on the 8th,
mm-hmm.
I think, is this topic. Because, see, in our conversation that we had, this hour and a half conversation over the telephone,
mm-hmm.
and she's telling me about all this for the thing and her production thing, and I said, well, wait a minute, Delcy. I said, you know, I don't think the year is not going to give us enough time to get our thing together. She said, well, I thought we could have just like a little information, a little pamphlet to put out to let the people know what's And while she's saying this, I'm thinking, wait a minute, you're not going to ride, you know, I'm not going to support this, I mean, with this. If we can establish the fact that this is a separate thing altogether.
Yeah, right.
Now, this girl that John brought up, and I'm going to talk to her tomorrow. Now, I personally, just from that one meeting with her, I think she's a better choice for us.
She told us.
That's right. She works at Pitt. And she's a research developer, and she knows the empowerment and the thing that's going on in the black community. So now she writes proposals. John, I mean, she's got, I mean, the right kind of thing.
John has some kind of contact because his wife was dean of
right
in the community.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
And she's the backbone behind him.
And she, I mean, this girl has already mentioned several ways of coming up with funds and grants and monies.
They know where the money is.
Right. Even to the point that when she was talking about it, her and John was talking, because they're both dropping off names of these folks in the banks. And she says, yeah, well, $10,000, $5,000, and I'm saying, wait a minute, because I know what it is when there's a sizable piece of money mentioned.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, you know, personally, if we can just come up with enough money for expenses, where I don't want people to think that somebody's ripping, I mean, getting rich off of what we're doing.
Yeah.
I said, if we can cover transcript,
we do it
ourselves. Now, what we're going to do now, we decided at that last meeting, I think you had left, I think you and John had left, but we decided there's six of us, we were going to give $50 a piece.
Yeah.
Now, John knows too, because I mentioned it to him.
But
we're going to put in the $50 because it turns out to be $300, and that's going to be our kitty for right now, and so we, you know, are working operating expense. But I don't want. I hope that Delcy presents her thing to us.
Yeah.
You know, because I said, don't tell me too much.
With an ulterior motive.
Well, I'm afraid, because she had mentioned, she's mentioned a couple of times by her with that television.
Yeah.
Program of hers.
Yeah.
She wanted to come in and with the camera at one of our meetings. And see, I have a thing about television.
Me
I don't
too.
Want to be on TV.
I'm not. See, me and Chris Moore.
Are not on good terms
because he should never have had Frank Golden, because he had access to me first, and I'm a fan. But here's the way the game is played in Pittsburgh. They find out where the money is, then certain individuals are handpicked. Hey, look, man, I don't work. I got a pretty good income. I'm willing to. I talked to a guy that I want you to meet sometime. I talked to a fella that I want you to meet.
Okay.
His name is Walter. You know, I have so many. I'm like a computer. Walter Worthing.
Worthing.
An old historian.
Okay.
And I get a lot of information from him. But you notice those kind of people who are for real and all that.
They're low key. Sure.
They put you in the background.
Right.
We're living under a controlled hand. Right. They know where the money is. They give them $2,000 or $3,000 and take their story.
Yeah.
This is what this I'm going to tell you. I got this manuscript. Of where we made an effort to put the thing into focus and was ignored. So don't blame somebody out here for, you listened, we would have been winning.
Well, I've heard some other stories on him, so
yeah,
I mean, it's understandable. Yeah,
so, you know what? You've got my support
100%. Thank you.
And I'm going to get to work, get on the phone. And I'm delaying my trip of going away until after I have satisfied it. And I like your approach. We will do it.
Well, see, that's the thing. I mean, I don't want somebody telling my story.
No.
You know,
hey,
what I'm saying?
We're telling the truth.
We've
done a lot of legwork.
It's our thing.
I've got a lot of our thing. And we don't know, if we can't do our own thing, then we don't need to be in it.
You know, because I told John, I thanked him for bringing you to me.
Yeah.
You know, because...
I'm glad he did.
It's surprising that I didn't, like, even through Eddie, it's surprising I didn't know you before, you know.
Well, I knew about you because I knew Whitby and knew,
right,
and I'd hear your name. It's just like Horace. You know, I gave Horace his first gig where he appeared before the public. He'd just come out of the Army. I have walked in there repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
He is yet to say, now, Kurt, come on up.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my friend, I said, I will never sign up to sit up on that stage and perform. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know that we're going to do it, man. Look, I'm with you.
No,
we're going to do
it. This is
our thing, and we got to do it.
Because I've got, like I said, I'm going to stop.